Hey guys, what's up? My name is Britt.
And I'm Ricky.
Well, let's get real tonight.
On Thursday Night's podcast.
I'm just gonna say something, guys. If we're gonna get real, just warning you, we don't really know what we're gonna be doing, but that's alright.
Because 98.2% of the world doesn't know what they're doing either, and I just pulled that statistic out of my
ass.
Yeah.
Let's laugh.
Let's cry.
Let's get inspired.
And let's just get drunk and talk.
Real talk there. Love and peace, everyone.
Mwah.
Live. Hey, guys. How's your Thursday day going?
We are live on Facebook and Instagram, so if you have any questions, please let us know.
Hey, Ricky. What's up? Hey. Need some wine.
We don't have wine.
Let's find some
Not
wine.
Only are we having technical difficulties, we're having wine difficulties.
We're having wine difficulties. We're having technical difficulties.
However,
and we're having Instagram difficulties.
Real talk when we don't have wine.
You keep everyone entertained and let me go get wine.
You see, I want to go into the entertainment business, but I don't know how good I am as a one-man show. So, Brittany, get your cute little butt back here. Yeah. So,
no wine?
No.
Oh, she found wine. Okay. Things are going our way right now. They weren't going our way all day. I'm going to come closer so that everybody's watching. Okay, there's a few people.
I left to get some wine. We're good. We're good. We're getting wine.
I thought you only brought one glass. And like, excuse me.
Okay, so we're here for Thursday Night Podcast. Hey, me first. I found the wine. Who's here?
Hi, guys.
So, Ricky, today's topic is being calm and finding peace, right?
Yeah, overcoming anxieties.
So,
that's a lot. And my coping mechanism is clearly wine.
So, we're talking about calmness and finding peace. Let's just talk about how I was not calm yesterday when Instagram and Facebook were not working. Has anyone related to that?
Was anybody calm? Was this a Canada thing? Was this a worldwide thing? I don't know. All I know is it resulted me into stalking my high school tweets.
Well,
let me just say, those are not pretty.
No, it was not pretty. We were on
Twitter yesterday for the first time in years, stalking our younger selves, tweeting.
Well, I use Twitter once in a while. Actually, I did tweet something pretty...
Let's share some tweets.
...relative to that topic.
Let's share some tweets.
Let's see if I can find
So when we were, I don't know about you, but when we were younger, we had the craziest tweets ever.
And...
just, like, embarrassing stuff that it's, like, if I'm going into a workplace, like, I should definitely delete that.
Check my Facebook. Yeah. So, Thursday night podcast, we're here. let's talk about what gives you calm, you know?
Oh, no, let's do
tweets. We had an amazing, we just came out of
a meeting. Oh, I found
meeting.
Sorry. Yeah,
okay,
we had
two. Okay, go.
We're
don't know the fuck we're doing. This podcast is so weird, literally.
It's okay, it was in our intro. Okay, so this was my accurate tweet.
Yes.
I either tweet 74 things in one day, or I don't go on Twitter for 17 days straight.
My ear's buzzing.
And
that's
bad. Literally me. I think it's my AirPod. I don't know.
It's my mom, AirPod. Yeah, that's a crazy tweet. Mine was hashtag vampire diaries, hashtag Instagram holler,
oh,
hashtag marry me, hashtag pray for Japan. We are so weird. Yeah. Last week we talked about fuckboys. This week we want to make it a little bit different. We want to talk about what gives us calm. And so, what makes us calm? So, what makes you calm, Ricky? Definitely not crazy people, crazy girls.
If I knew what made me calm, I wouldn't be such a mess. But what makes me calm? I think first we need to talk about situations that make us anxious.
Oh.
To get to what makes us calm.
I think when I was doing my presentation, a lecture the other day, I was feeling pretty anxious.
Yeah, everyone gets stage jitters
and
stuff. You know what makes me calm before performing? I used to do a lot of musicals back in high school. I stopped before college. What I would do, or even just presenting in front of a class, I would get so nervous, my hands would shake. But I feel like presenting in front of a class is actually more nerve-wracking than performing on stage, although there's a lot more people, because the lights are kind of blinding your eyes, so you really only see like the first row. You don't really see beyond that. And I have bad eyes, as it is, which is why I wear glasses. But what I would do is kind of
be my crazy, silly self and sort of like, I don't know, like just try and make a fool of myself as much as I can, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if I feel like I'm comfortable being a fool, then like I'm comfortable being up on stage and actually saying something educational or
yeah.
performing. And I think that's actually something I took up acting when I was younger. My mom put me in acting
yeah.
because I didn't know how to deal with my emotions. So I would get like really angry quick. I would beat up the guys in my class.
Come
I don't know
on,
if I ever
sure
told
you
this.
You beat up your
people,
guys? Can I please have these lessons to beat up guys?
I can't do it anymore. This was like.
Are you the type of girl, like when you're mad at someone, do you punch them at clubs?
No, I don't do that. But
good.
When I was like 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
I don't fight anymore. This was
yeah.
like up until I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
I would like, I would go around kicking guys, punching them. I think, no, actually it was up until like I was 12.
I can't
it was up until I started having like a crush on this one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started
That's
acting
fun.
All girly. Like my friends
mm-hmm.
completely like changed me and
yeah.
made me into like a girly girl because I had a major crush on this guy. And that's, I think, when I stopped acting like that. But also acting, going back to acting, it really helped me cope with my emotions and express my emotions better. I think I would put everything I was feeling into the character I was playing.
Yeah.
And also acting kind of helps you break out of your shell in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you kind of like make a fool out of yourself. You like do these weird exercises where you act like a lion or like
we did that yoga training.
Yeah. So like, I feel like that really helped me break out of my shell at the time. And that's why I'm saying, like, making a fool out of yourself and doing all these exercises calms you down before, because you already feel like you're silly.
Yeah.
So when you're going up there and being professional,
mm-hmm.
like you're being your professional self, but you know you can get
yeah.
silly and still be confident by acting weird or making
mm-hmm.
mistakes.
I like that. I think that, I remember in yoga training we did that. We did like these things where we had to like act things out. But for me too, like it's nerve-wracking. Like I think something that's really important is for everyone to know that we all deal with anxiety in all shapes and forms. You know, like things may seem simple on the outside, but it's not simple. You know, like we
yeah.
all deal with it, and there's ways to get over it. I mean, for me, meditation helps me, and taking a deep breath, calming into the moment, staying focused.
See,
and
I
still.
Try and do that.
Oh my God, can I just say something for you? I was about to say, because I'll teach you meditation right now, but the funniest story ever. Okay, so I was with this guy. Wait, sorry, for 1 second. It's funny, okay?
Okay.
I was with a guy over at the park. He was like a family friend. You know who it is.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways, I didn't like him at all. He tried to kiss me. And I was like, ew. We were about teaching him meditation. And so he started to go like this, right? And he's like starting to do meditation. And I'm telling him, breathe in, breathe out. He goes, I can't do this. You sound like a porn star. Your voice is so cute. You sound like a porn star.
Oh, God.
And I was
like,
and ever since I heard that, I was.
Abort.
After I heard that, I was like, I can never teach you meditation again.
Abort.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Mm.
So that's the last time I taught meditation. He's like, I can't do this. Like, I can't focus.
But what about that time you tried to teach me, BB, and our neighbor yoga on our driveway?
Yeah, but BB was smoking some cigarette or something, and the neighbor was smoking, and you were the only one trying to do it, and it didn't work.
I don't recall BB smoking, but yeah.
Or something. She was drinking something. I don't know what it was. We were all having fun.
Yeah. Anywho.
I love you, baby. But, yeah. It didn't work out. And but that's the thing is, I think meditation teaches us lessons. It teaches us
It helps
things.
Us be at one with ourselves.
There's so many people joining.
I'm really bad at meditating, though. If anybody has questions, feel free to.
Look how many people are on here. Wow. Anyone ever deal with
anxiety?
We're talking about anxiety, depression. Well, there's so many people on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, guys. People I haven't connected with in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tyler. How are you? Shelby. I miss her. You know, I saw her the other day.
Yeah, so calm and anxiety.
What about other situations that may make me anxious besides performing?
Tyler, sorry. Hey, tell us if there's any advice you can give on someone who is going through anxiety right now.
I see you. Your hand's waving.
He's like, no.
He's like, no, don't talk to me. Yeah, so what were you saying?
Situations that make me anxious are, I guess, situations. I acknowledge I wouldn't feel safe in a situation, and that's a situation that may make me anxious. Social events where I feel like, I don't know how to explain. Just like people don't like me per se, or like social events where I'm not really close to anyone,
mm-hmm.
or like, I don't know. And those make me very anxious. If I feel like I'm going to get judged or looked at or followed, which
mm-hmm.
has happened to me before on multiple occasions
oh
by different
God.
People.
Yes.
I do not want to be there. And it's like, but I think you need to acknowledge this. And this is even something a psychotherapist told me. If you need to acknowledge a situation that you are not safe in. Like if you're going to go to a club and you know someone is there that you don't feel safe around, then
yeah.
you should not go. Avoid those situations. Like, for example, I was at a concert one time, and this girl hated me. Like, she hated me up. Probably. We're not naming names.
No,
but she,
no names.
She hated – this was in when I was probably 18, so I don't know what you're thinking about. She hated me with a passion for many years. We were best friends. We stopped being best friends, whatever. And I thought we cleared the air the last time I saw her.
Yeah.
And then when I saw her at this festival, at this concert, she literally just wanted to fight me. And I was like, listen,
yes.
I paid $250 to come here. I'm not trying to get in a fight with you, you know? And
oh
ever
God.
Since then, I just don't like being in situations where I feel like someone's going to ruin my time. Like, I'm not going out to get in a fight with someone. Like, that's
yeah,
not enjoyable. I don't like fighting people, at least not anymore. I'm not 12 years old anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm not mad at guys.
Body.
I don't have those anger issues
yeah.
as I did.
See, I think the issue is with women, is girls. Women need to stay together. Girls need to stay together. I mean, I hear so many stories of girls punching girls out of bars, clubs, this, that. You touched my man. You looked at my man. I don't care what the situation is. We're no one's a threat. I mean, this could be about violence. This could be about anything. But I'm not a threat to you. You're not a threat to me. I see my friend, my best friend, you, and I'm like, I want her to succeed. I want her to blossom
Same.
And
but
be amazing. But
think,
that's why people are
I
like
think
that.
If you're getting affected by another girl, you need to acknowledge for yourself. Because in high school, I used to get affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
I used to care. Like, this girl didn't like me, she wanted to fight me. Now I acknowledge that this problem is something she has with herself, and she's taking it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
So really what you have to do is give love back,
mm-hmm.
you know? So if you really do believe that girls should empower girls kind of thing,
yeah.
empower the ones that aren't empowering you is what I'm
it's
saying.
It's like kiss with –
break the cycle.
It's like kiss them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness.
I forget that.
Yeah.
I always get sayings wrong. I didn't
know
what
I know you're
shit.
Like, I remember this one time you're like,
what did I say?
Eye of the lion. And I'm like, it's eye of the tiger. It's okay. Brittany makes up her own catchphrases.
Hey, I did it like recently. I was like, I just say the random stuff. And like, you know, like the famous sayings, I don't know, like go with the flow. I'd be like any saying that's like really known, give me a saying. I don't know. I've done it all the time. And I'm like, I mix it up and I'm like, yeah, flow with the flow or something. It's the dumbest and weirdest shit. And like, I'm sorry.
But that's what makes you pretend.
That's just me. That's just me.
Yeah.
Another thing is that I just feel like when we're going through these struggles, we don't have an outlet to reach on. I mean, we're going to be talking about this episode, we're talking about what feeds our souls, what gives us calmness, right? So we're talking about like what feeds my soul, something that makes me feel good. I mean, meditation helps that.
Mm-hmm.
Finding calmness.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go to drugs and alcohol to calm their anxiety. And that's what we're talking about here is what calms your anxiety. And they're, oh, Tyler's wrote, anxiety is trying to live forever in a moment. I like that. There's so many viewers on here.
We're up close and personal.
I know. We have an Instagram and Facebook here. Look. Anxiety, you know, it's true. Anxiety feeds the soul. I mean, we got to find a way to
cope with it.
To cope with it.
I mean, another thing is we need to acknowledge that it is a mental illness. And the sad thing about mental illnesses is
okay, Canada says it has free healthcare. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, we do not have free healthcare. What is free is we get to go to the doctor and say, oh, I have a headache, and have them tell us to drink more water or get more sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure, our doctor visits are free, but that's not covering all our medical needs, especially mental health.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to talk to my doctor the other day about my anxiety, getting tongue twisted, but
that's fine.
And she tells me you could either go to a psychiatrist or pay $150 for psychotherapy, and I personally don't have that.
Yeah.
So that leaves like people in a bad boat, you know. And like psychiatry, they're just gonna feed you up on drugs, and personally I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I think if you want to take pills to cope, that's fine, that's your choice, but for my personal choice, I don't agree with that. I rather work out the issues.
Like I was talking about healing,
yeah.
Like I was talking about the lecture Beneath and Beyond. In order to, you know, get, like, someone asked me, they're like, well, what can you recommend? Do I go to therapy? Do I do this? I'm like, you know what? If you're dealing with this anxiety, so this one guy, this guy in my lecture the other day, he was like, you know, he said, like, is it easier for you to do this workshop with kids who are like 12, 13, or is it easier for you to do workshops with people our age, like 20, 25? And he was like, I told them to write a journal, right, about their pain and their struggles. And, like, people our age don't want to talk about the struggles. We don't want to talk about our darkest, deepest fears. We don't want to talk about what's triggering our anxiety. So, essentially, anxiety is the trigger. You know, when we get anxiety, it's because we're going through stuff inside of ourselves. Anxiety is a way for us to know, okay, I got to change something. And so we don't want to deal with it.
We need to also acknowledge that there are different types of mental illnesses caused by different things.
So,
like
trauma,
post-traumatic stress disorder, or you could just be born with a mental disposition.
And it's in your brain. There's so many different
forms. Like, have a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it is a case where you're dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, I think it's better to talk it out rather than
go
on some
I was diagnosed with PTSD at 18, and it got so bad where I was like, my anxiety was horrible. I was triggering, like I was like psycho. Like I was just so like going through so much. So I started going to therapy for PTSD for like twice a week. And I learned that when I was going through it, things came up in my childhood, things came up in my like when I was healing. So I learned as soon as I was going through my issues and I was dealing with my shit head on, that's when my anxiety got better.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's anxiety all the time. Like, I have anxiety when I'm going on a date. I have anxiety when I'm, you know, do I look good today?
But there's healthy anxiety, and then there's like having, like, not so long ago, I had a panic attack. There's
mm-hmm.
that. So, like, it's normal, and like, a lot of people do get a little nervous before first day, before performing. There are no normal phobias, is what I'm saying. But, like I said before, you need to make. Draw the line on.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're distracting me.
Sorry, I was just looking at
anything. You need to draw the line on what you're gonna indulge in, what activities, like where you're gonna break your ice and your anxiety, where you're gonna face it. So, like, if it's something that's gonna destroy your career, if you're anxious and you don't follow through on it, then that's something you work on. But if it's something as like somebody's in the club that's going to harass you, you need to be able to say, like,
sorry.
I'm not putting myself in a healthy situation.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to go somewhere where someone's going to harass me? If someone's harassing you on Instagram, Twitter, you block them. So why go to like a place where someone's going to harass you? Like, you block them out of your life, you ignore them.
That's so funny. It's like, the other day, the professor's like, what's your definition of empowerment? I'm like, hashtag block. The whole class is laughing. He's like, honestly, in all the years that like, I've come and taught the course, in all the years that he's taught the course of empowerment, he's like, block. Like, that's what they're, guys, on the exam, when it says, what's your definition of empowerment? He's like, we're using Brittany's line, block. I'm like, see, guys? So it's like, it's a true thing. I mean, letting go of the things that don't serve you and allowing things to come. When we let go of things that don't serve us anymore, we automatically energy, vibes, higher self, whatever you want to call that source, we invite energy back into our lives.
Yeah.
Automatically.
And just keeping energy out that isn't benefiting you and that's affecting you. Like,
yeah.
If it's affecting you, erase it, delete it, get out of it.
Fuck it.
Don't
get out.
There.
Exes, friends, situations. Freaking get
just
rid of
anything
rest.
That's unhealthy to you, you gotta leave that in the past.
Yeah.
You know? Keep that away.
Keep that shit away from me because I, girl, like, I gotta have a good positive vibe. I don't know. There's someone wrote something, but I gotta go get a phone charger.
Being outside in nature will cure your anxiety. Separate yourself from the hustle and bustle and go to a waterfront or walk in a forest. That is very true. I tried that not so long ago
in freezing Canada, though. It's a little difficult over here, but yeah, being at peace with nature and being at peace with yourself could be very helpful. What's up?
I just got a phone charger. I'm sorry. We're really, like, not...
It's Mercury in retrograde. I was literally going to email my professor the other day because apparently one of, I want to say, symptoms or causes of Mercury being...
Wait, help, Ricky. My phone's not staying up.
Is lateness. So it's going to be like, yo, prof, just so you know, I'm going to need an extension on my essay because Mercury is in retrograde.
I feel it. I feel so off right now.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like that response. Do you have anyone on Facebook here that wants to share something? Someone wrote something in Spanish. And, like,
I just
don't...
finished the wine. For time.
You just finished my wine.
Stop touching my wine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a quote that I love. Change the way... You know me, I mix quotes up. Change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. Okay, let me say that again so I make sure I have the right words.
You did.
Change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. When I change the things I look at, when I see it from a different perspective, what's my point now? The things
are
I see are changing. When I, yeah, it's all perception, okay? I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but we got someone that we knew from people who are a bad person. We got to know them, and we're like, oh, shit, this person's really nice.
Yeah, we thought they were just giving us bad vibes, talking to us.
Just because we heard from someone else that they're not cool.
Not that they're not cool, like, but that they, whatever, that they weren't such a good person. That's another thing. Don't always
bad
listen
luck.
To
I just say. The glass is broken.
I think that's good luck. You know, on, like, a wedding, a Jewish wedding, you stop on glass.
Well, to me, mirrors are bad luck, and I just stick to
that. But that's not a mirror.
Yeah. Fuck, this is, like, showing me off. Yeah, so anything else about anxiety? Or anything? But, you know, were you anxious yesterday when Instagram was offline?
Not really.
I was pretty.
But
yes.
You're, like, more of, like, a social media promoter, like, self-blogger, share, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, I was doing my presentation, and I wanted to share, like, the live Facebook thing, live video, and it wouldn't let me. And my mom's in the room, and she's getting pissed, too, because she wants the recording, and then she keeps on talking to me.
I don't know, I just bumped it on your phone.
We did.
Posted. Oh, okay.
I did, but it wouldn't send. It was being weird.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just in acting class, and, like, I realized because I was filming my lines, and I was, like, running lines or rehearsal or something, and it wouldn't post, and I was like, why ain't you posting? And then I realized Instagram was down. She's like, message me. And then,
yeah, it sent you paragraphs. I was so fast. I was like, Ricky, I don't know what's wrong. I'm in a really bad mood today because Instagram is down, and I'm really pissed. She goes, oh, let's go on Twitter. And I haven't gone on Twitter in years.
I wanted you to read your tweets, but your phone is on the live.
Oh, can you go on my tweets?
Yeah, let's do mine first since I screenshot on.
In
let's
the meantime,
read a couple. Just beware. I was in high school when I tweeted all this stuff. So,
the meantime. Oh, we have more viewers. Oh, my thing just fell. Okay. Well, there's like
the phone fell.
Fuck. Sorry, guys. The phone keeps falling.
So, 18-year-old me...
Do me like that.
Okay. 18-year-old me tweeted, nothing pisses me off more than high-maintenance bitches at Tim Hortons. Hakuna your tatas, you're at a fast food restaurant, not the Harbor 60.
Shut up.
And I remember that situation exactly when I tweeted that, because there was this lady complaining about how... I think about how the guy used a knife to cut a peanut butter sandwich. Or no, sorry, it wasn't peanut butter. I know it's not peanut butter because then I would have acknowledged like maybe she has allergies or something. But like a cream cheese sandwich and then tuna. And then she was like, I don't like that.
Make me
a new sandwich.
But how do you remember things that happened so vividly from the past? I don't remember shit.
You don't remember meeting me.
So this girl, Ricky, she went to my high school and I don't remember meeting her. I remember meeting her when I walked into the coffee shop.
My friend introduced us outside of my
sorry guys.
On the second floor, there was a bench and you were sitting there and my friend introduced us and and I was like, hi. And she's like, you guys feel great. I think you guys would like each other. And then we just never spoke again.
I don't remember meeting you at all.
Until later on.
We're having like difficulties with technology right now.
This tweet kind of ties into our topic of anxiety, and I tweeted it, I think, when I was 19.
What?
I tweeted it when I was 17. The people with the most issues put up the happiest front.
So true.
And I feel like that's because people who are going through things also understand that other people are going through things or maybe going through things. So they acknowledge that and they try and make everybody else around them happy.
Because they're really blocking what's really going on.
Yeah. Okay, this is more of a funny one, also from when I was about, I think, 16, 17.
What's up, Lizzie?
Who remembers Lizzie McGuire's first boyfriend? That was my fave episode.
Shut up. Yeah. So can you read mine?
Yeah, let's go read her.
Do you have my Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I do. Great. Should I, scroll all the way to the bottom?
But all the way to the bottom. It's actually embarrassing because I have, the first row, from media things.
Yeah.
And that's it. What are they? What, all the way to the bottom?
Dude, you know how many times? I have Bella Thorne and Madison Pettis following.
That's crazy.
You know how many times I tweeted them when I was 12 years old just to get that follow? I gotta delete all of that. Okay, I got all the way to the bottom of yours. Hashtag pray for Japan 2011. Hashtag Hunger Games!
Wait,
yeah, so we're gonna show you for proof, guys. This was.
Tap the screen. Tap my screen.
Oh. What do you mean? Is it there?
Here. So confusing.
Is anyone even on? Yeah, pray for Japan. Pray for.
Hashtag bored. Hashtag sick. FML. Fuck. I was a
watching. Hashtag TBD. TBD.
Vampire Diaries.
Ian Somber.
Summerhalder. Don't make fun of that. Ian Somber.
Dude, I didn't watch Vampire Diaries. I'm sorry.
Ian
Somberhalder. This is the best episode
ever. I wrote for his blog and I had the biggest crush on him. I got asked to wait for his foundation and I never met him. I met him once and I had the biggest crush.
You retweeted a cheer-in.
Whoa.
I'm having the best time ever doing absolutely nothing. Same
That's
brand,
me
same.
Every day.
Peace out 2012. Fucked night.
Me?
Yeah.
I wrote that? Let me see.
And that was definitely New Year's because it's on the first.
So I was a party animal, 12.
Yeah. And then you're can't sleep.
That's me every day. I text him. I'm like, oh, I can't sleep. Oh.
Hashtag exams. Hashtag studying. Hashtag suck ass. You study?
Never.
What did you ever study?
Never studied.
The science tweet.
Oh, this is a funny tweet. You gotta read this.
Yay.
One.
Started off science with a 36, and now I have a 62. Best day of my life.
First of all, why am I promoting? Why am I telling everyone that I got a 62? That's so embarrassing.
Well, actually, you did pull up your mark from a fail to a pass, and not a lot of people could do that. So
wow.
For that.
Science class. The guy hated me.
Awkward moment when you're at the gym and you fall off the machine. Cool.
Why am I posting this stuff? Why am I 12-year-old Brittany think this is cool?
Girl, I think you're at least 14.
What year was it?
2013.
Okay, fuck me. I feel
more embarrassed. People are so rude these days. No, my favorite tweet of yours though.
There's a
bad. Then you started getting inspirational. There's a purpose for everything. This week was a roller coaster, ups and downs, but at the end, everything fell into place.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. That's when I started getting very inspirational. All my friends thought I was psychic or Buddhist, and they hated me. All my popular old friends thought I was psycho.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. The best way.
But the worst thought that the one where
I deleted
one store
Did I delete that?
I don't know. I love that tweet. It was so funny. Okay, like, why do you work at a store if you're not happy?
I'm just like, because you need money, you know.
I was like, why do you work at a store if not being happy? Like,
Oh, okay, so 2015 me, so that's when I was 16.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Can't calculate my head properly. Your head's above your heart for a reason.
I wrote that? You wrote that?
No, I wrote that.
You're so deep.
Then I have a very bad tweet I need to go back and delete.
So, tell me it right now.
When your grandma asks you if you smoke while holding your sesh bottle and you still say no. And I remember that situation. She came in my room to take out, she like knew I smoked in the house and like smoked weed.
I'm there.
Okay, so anyone listening on our podcast right now?
Our recording just totally ended. So we're in like 30 minutes, I think, and now it ended.
So it's all good. Okay, let's go back to our theme, okay? So what brings us calm? What?
We're gonna reiterate?
We're gonna go back to that. And ask anyone listening right now, anyone that's struggling, anyone that's going through something traumatic, something life-changing, I want you to know that. Breathe. How did you say that properly?
Breathe.
Is it so wrong? Take a deep breath in and let it go. Let your shit go. I mean, I see it so confidently. Like, I'm struggling right now. Let it go.
Like you are Demi Lovato singing the Frozen song. Just
let
it go.
Can you sing it?
I don't
want
to break people's ears.
That just flickered. That was weird.
That was my thought.
Let it go. You know, if you're struggling, if you're sad, if you're going through something shitty, freaking let it go, okay? And I mean, let go of that ex that you're still holding on to. Let go of that person that you loved. Let go of that situation in your life. Let go of the day.
It sounds cheesy, but it's true. And you've probably heard it 1,000 times. When one door closes, another one opens. But if you keep looking towards the past, you're not going to see that door. And if you don't have a door, find a window. There's always something.
And if you can't find a window, freaking
going back
yank
to
that
wall. Anxiety and depression. You don't think that there's something beyond that point, and I feel like it's especially worse in high school because you don't know that life goes on, so you're thinking, oh, this is it, this is the end, this is everything.
Yeah.
But once you realize life goes on and you realize there are ups as well as downs, you'll realize you'll go up from your down.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time that you're down is probably the hardest because you don't know that there's going to be an up. So
mm-hmm.
the second time around when you're down and the third time around when you're down, you know there's going to be an up.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll keep
you know you're gonna keep going through it. You know you're gonna keep getting through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I was telling yesterday, I said, take 4 steps forward, and if you take 2 steps back after that 4 steps forward, and you have 2 more extra steps, you take that extra 2 steps and you relax. You come back into stillness, and you take the 2 steps that you went back to, and you just let yourself heal. You let yourself relax. You let yourself understand that this is shifting. You're changing. You're shifting. You're coming someone new. So, yeah, if you can't find a window and you can't find a door, you take a hammer and you knock down a wall. Okay, I like that. Can we quote that? You know, you knock down a wall and you just break it until you feel better and you let go. I mean, I've had to let go of so many things. I mean, we're human. We become attached to the wine glass, to the phone, to the
one
person.
One thing I learned, I guess, in high school was, you could stay still in your emotions as long as you want, and there's nothing wrong with that if you're trying to work through it, cope with it, whatever. But life is going to go on with or without you. So you have to keep moving. It's okay to take a breather, take a step, just like sit down for a bit, you know? But life's going to go on with or without you, and the best thing you can do for yourself is get up and keep moving.
Yeah, best thing you do is get up
whenever you're ready.
You gotta quote what we're saying, like the positive, the good, the things. I'm sorry, I don't know, my chair is being weird right now. I'm like trying to move it one hand. Yeah, you gotta get up and keep moving and keep going forward. I mean, I always say it's like you go forward, but you do gotta go back in a way. You gotta go forward and then you gotta let go. Forward, let go. It's like a process.
Like that lady was saying in the meeting today, she was like, there's 1,000 no's and then 1 yes.
I love her. She's so sweet. That was a good meeting. But, yeah.
It's true.
It's
like,
true.
You're going to keep getting put down, rejected. You're going to keep falling. And then one day you will pick yourself up again.
Mm-hmm. One day there will be a time where you feel like everything's shifting. And I feel like we are in a time, energetically and whatever, that it's a time for people to, like, whoever have dreams and passions, we're in a time and transition where we're going to create it. You know, I want this, I'm creating it. I want that. I'm going to manifest it. Oh, yeah, my posture is horrible.
Yeah, believe in manifesting greedy union.
Close your eyes and want it and take it. Have it.
It's just ours. Who's that actor? There was this one actor that said, I was dead broke, living out of my car.
Tony Robbins.
Jim Carrey. No, it's Jim Carrey.
Actor.
Jim Carrey. He said he was dead broke, living out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a check to himself for $1 million. And that was his way of, I guess, manifesting success. And he was like, in 5 years from now, I'm going to have this amount of money or whatever. I'm going to be successful in my career. And I think, I want to say it was Dumb and Dumber that made him that money. I don't know which movie it was, but he reached that success. He was able to cash that $1 million, you know.
Holy crap.
So
actually like, wrote it down.
Yeah, manifesting.
That?
That's what I said. I was talking to you the other day, and I was like, we need a mantra, you know.
Can we make a mantra?
Yeah, we need a mantra. If you guys have any mantra
mantras,
ideas,
anything to help
send
manifestation,
it
please, yeah. I like that. I think that's so dope. I mean, I loved, you know, have you ever heard of it, The Secret? The documentary, if you were watching it. So it's about this, like, all these different scientists, spiritual people, like life coaches come together, one of the best people in the world. They come together and they talk about the secret of life. And the secret of life, they say, is when you, law of attraction. You become your things.
Your thoughts
becomes your things. Your energy becomes your things. And they're seeing energetically, there's atoms and all around us. There's negative and positive atoms around our whole body, our aura, our frequency. And the energy of these thoughts become things. It goes out
it
to the universe. It propels into the frequency and it comes back to our life. And there's
but
tests.
I have a question. When could you differentiate the difference of that? Whatever. My brain's not working.
Me too.
But
no,
the difference between manifesting something or like manifesting something bad per se, like let's say your ex is going to cheat on you, or your intuition. Where's the fine line between that? Because your intuition could be telling you, oh, my boyfriend's cheating on me, you know?
But then you could just
but then
be like,
could it be
fears.
Like your thoughts that become realities that makes your boyfriend cheat on you?
Oh shit, that's a really good point.
And I think
I mean,
just answered my own question in my brain, but
it's like, well, no. Yes and no, because
if
you're
so worried your ex
cheating on you,
and then you project it into reality, like you're accusing him, you might get to the point where he's like, you know what, you think I'm cheating on you, I'm gonna cheat on you anyways. Like, what's the point of staying loyal?
But if he really
loves you, he won't.
But then this is what I think. If we talk about me all the time, well, how I manifest the wrong guys, I manifest the guys that just got a relationship, so we're not ready for anything. And it's like, why am I manifesting that? You know, is it because I keep telling myself and my thoughts that I don't deserve better? Is that why I'm manifesting it? Because my fear is getting that way?
You're telling yourself?
Is that what I'm telling myself? Or is it because these fuck boys just show up in my life?
I don't know. I think that everything comes at the right time, and when you're looking for something, you'll get the wrong.
Yeah, when you're not ready for it, you'll get the wrong thing. I get that.
Yeah.
But talking about manifestation and law of attraction, it comes to do with calmness, you know? How can you use a healthy habit and bring that into your life to bring more calmness and bring more stuff?
Well, my sister always says that passion is a healthy obsession. So there's a difference in between being obsessed, I guess, with a person, or passionate about, like, that love you have. Like, obsession is, like, all the negative traits, I guess, of passion. Like,
I'm listening. I see.
Stalking them, over-following them. I don't know, following them.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to give an example on that. But, like, thinking about them constantly all the time, wondering why they're not texting you. Like, that's an unhealthy obsession.
Stalking the people that are your ex. Oh,
passion. Whoops. A passion is more like when they text you no matter what time of the day it is.
Mm-hmm.
Happy about that. Knowing, okay, they were busy and like I'm just happy you texted me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like even being passionate about work, like putting all your eggs into one basket and just focusing on that goal in hand. Like that's a healthy passion, a healthy obsession.
Yeah. I agree completely.
I don't know if I explained that to the best of my ability, but I hope
when you said, so why are you not working?
Has there's people actually on Facebook? Yeah.
If anybody wants to put their 2 cents in, we
what does that mean? When,
I don't know.
I agree with you, Ricky. I don't know why I said that. I think that it's important to be passionate instead of
obsessed.
I think it's important to be. Oh my God!
I keep screwing that every time I say it. My bad.
Anyways, last few words.
I don't know. Do you have any last few words?
Last few words is if you're feeling something, if you're struggling, if you're going through something, reach out.
Yes, that is very true.
Reach out. We are listening. We hear you.
Last few words, a little off topic, is please excuse our Mercury in retrograde.
We don't know what we're doing.
We don't know what we're doing either, but
tonight was a mess. We were like so excited
about something else that happened in our life, and we're just like, we're gonna get this over with. Yeah.
Not over with, but like, we just weren't organized because we had other priorities. But next week we'll be more on top of things, I promise.
I feel like the only times people listen and we're talking about fuckboys or love stories, like what?
I don't know. Guys, if you
and I'm sorry, but like, why are people so stalkerish? Like, can we just talk about that for a second?
Stalkers?
Why are
you? You know what I don't understand about stalkers is how they don't give an F. I'm sorry. I would be embarrassed.
To go watch something. Like, for me, like, I have a situation in my
stories,
life.
Message your
friends. I have to use, I'm not even going to say it, but when I want to see Nex's Instagram, I go on my grandma's Instagram, but no one knows my name.
Exactly. Like, you try to hide that stuff.
Like, I fully see you. I see you.
Listen, just take Ariana Grande's advice. Thank you, Nex.
Thank you, Nex. Like, you're stalkerish. I'm so good.
Like, seriously, it's like, that's what I want to talk about, is like,
these stalkers.
And like, this shoe may fit for multiple people that we're speaking about, but if the shoe fits,
you know? What do you mean, why are you talking about shoes?
It's a phrase.
I got that.
You probably see if the pants fit.
I thought it was the pants fit. Do the fit pants fit?
No, it's
oh,
the
well, guys, we have a special guest. Come say hi. My father. Look at my father, Davern.
Oh, can we go back to the topic of tweets?
Yes, Dad, come say
because
hi to our podcast.
Come here, talk.
Your dad's here.
Hey guys, I'm Dad.
Okay, go say hi. Give any advice for anyone.
Ooh, respect the buffer zone. See that? Do you get it? Who gets it? Say, I do.
That was not funny.
It was funny. If you're a guy and you go to a urinal and there's 3 urinals, always leave the middle one free.
Wow.
I didn't get it. I think I
need
to look at it.
Yeah, if you're going to the washroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I get it.
Okay, peace out. Peace and love. We had special guest, Mitch Christantos.
Did anyone comment?
No one's on right now. Everyone laughed. It was important to everyone.
No, but going back, I was stalking you the other day.
You're stalking me?
Yeah, I was stalking your Twitter. Remember, you were stalking your Twitter. But I couldn't find your Twitter account. But I saw so many tweets about you, and one of them was like, oh, Mitch raised such a beautiful and inspiring girl, Brittany. So yeah,
aww,
I thought
that.
I'd say that because he was just here, but now he's gone.
I actually bought him that shirt.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get the joke? Or I didn't?
I don't get the joke. It just means that he poos a lot.
It makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's personal space.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No. So many people joined that, like, I don't even know.
Is anyone here now?
No, whatever. Yeah. I think it's just all these people, but I don't know where they went.
But in
like,
general,
if I want to stalk this guy,
yeah, you go on an account that the person won't connect it to.
You don't go on like live Facebooks and shit, like let them see your name. It's like really bad, right?
That just, I don't know. That's just like warning sign, red flag. Like, beware, you know? Kind of, like, beware of this person. They are a little... because, like, they literally give no Fs.
And that's scary in a way.
Yeah.
Psychotic.
A little.
Yeah. I mean, when you're trying to calm your anxiety, you want to get rid of block, delete the bad ones. So
that's our lesson today.
Anyways, let us guys
we have a viewer.
Let us know what you
mm-hmm.
guys want to hear in the next podcast.
And today's podcast was hopefully eventful and inspiring to you. If it wasn't, I apologize on both of our behalf.
And if it was a hot mess, I guess that's all that it was.
Because we are hot messes.
Yeah.
Dab. But I mean, we live a hot mess.
But my room is a really cold mess. I swear there's no heating in that house. Or I just block all my vents.
You have the biggest dog ever. I would just take that dog and cuddle him.
Yeah, with all his husky fur in my mouth.
Oh, he's so cute.
I will, like, cough out fur balls, and then it'll be, like, cat and dog next to each other. Me being the cat.
Ew, that's disgusting. I want to get that. Oh, my God, talking about dog. Okay, my dog peed on my bed today. Actually, Mattel was holding the dog. Mattel got my dog so excited, so the dog starts peeing, like, a puddle like this on the bed. And then 2 minutes later, she's in the washroom. Pooing on the floor. What happened?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what Mattel did to her, but that was some crazy shit. So, yeah. I mean, thank you guys for joining our podcast today. I hope you are enjoying it on the Thursday little night. Ciao for now.
Ciao.
Bye, guys. Ending this shit.
Oh, I'm so tired. What is
life? How do we end this Facebook thing now?
What is
when we're editing it, it's gonna be so bad.
Oh yeah, we got to edit.
Oh my god. Oh
my.
Wait, shut up. Don't talk for a second. We're still on podcasts.
It ain't nothing cut that.